to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Hello, Brains, and welcome home to On the Edge with April Mahoney. Is it time to do some spring cleaning? Is it time to haul away some junk? Is it time to clear your space to make room for something brand new? Well, we're going to talk to Jonathan Moore, and he is the owner of J-Dog Junk Removal and Hauling. We're going to do some heavy lifting here on the edge. You know, he is a retired, I don't know if he's retired, but I know that he was definitely in the military, in the Navy, here in San Diego. He has his business located in Vista, California, and he offers removal of junk, and he has a hauling service for residential and commercial customers. Their local business operates with using veterans, which he told me is about 80% of his workforce. I really, really admire that. And he supports military families. They ensure that the services are delivered the military way with respect, integrity, and trust. So, Brains, sit up straight. Get ready for our guest, Mr. Jonathan Moore. How are you, Jonathan?
I'm doing outstanding. How are you doing, April?
I can't complain about nothing. Nothing. I'm hauling away some stuff. I might have to call you down here. Me and Mr. Magnificent is cleaning out the garage. We got some good stuff. So tell me first, let's start with your military career, because that always excites me. My husband is a retired military veteran, and he was in the Navy as well. So tell us a little bit about your experience and then how you were able to use that experience, that skill, and transition and become a franchise owner.
Okay. Well, I completed 20 years in the Navy. I actually what we call retired.
Oh, good.
And my actual job in the Navy started out as a parachute rigger. And as you move up the ranks, you become like a collateral duty inspector, which is like quality assurance and stuff like that. And then I moved into managing aircraft maintenance, making sure that the different aircraft that I worked with was safe to go airborne and fly. So with those duties that I had just made this an easy transition. You know, people need to declutter and all that. And I kind of got like an OCD from the parachute rigger side, you know, everything has
to be right. It is.
You know,
I was looking at an article and it said that, you know, we keep 80% of the junk and throw 20% out. I mean, just think of how many trash bags you throw out, one a day versus how much you bring in, three or four a day on an average. So a lot of people need to declutter their space. So you were able to take this skill set and you decided to open up this great business for hauling and removal. But you also created this as a business model, and you're hiring military family and ex-military employees. Thank you. I commend you for that. Tell me, what was that brainchild? How did you start that?
Okay, so how that happened is, you know, after my military service, I was looking for something to do. I knew I couldn't work for anybody else, and so I was looking into franchises because I'm not good at, you know, creating things on my own. I'm good at following directions. And I came across J-Dog Junk Removal and Hauling, which is a franchise system that exclusively sells to only veterans and their families. So if you're not a veteran or a veteran family member, you can't even become a J-Dog owner.
So, okay. That's great.
And then with that, they were, you know, they had the same, you know, morals that I had. And it was like a no-brainer. You know, I was like, okay, I can pick up junk. I can manage, you know, operations, a lot of different things. Plus, their mission was to employ veterans, you know, make the veteran unemployment rate as low as possible. So, you know, I was 100% on board before I even learned how to do the junk removal and hauling.
Well, that's a great segue because I want to ask you a little bit about what is this junk hauling and removing. I'm very green, okay? And so tell me a little bit about this. You know, I see where there's people that just throw their couches out, they throw their table out. Now, there's a couple questions that I'm going to ask you in this. Firstly, when you remove the products that you know that you find or debris that you find or people call, do you look through them to see if they're recyclable or salvageable? Does J-Dog also work with like AmVet to support them? Because they go in and they refurbish things and they also have great thrift shops. So that's the first question. And then I'll follow through with the next one.
Absolutely. So J-Dog's mission or what we do is we recycle, reuse, or repurpose all the items. On average, nationwide, we recycle 60 to 80% of the items that we take from properties. And how we do that is we actually sort through everything while we're on the property, and things that people just want to get rid of, they're thinking it's going to go to the dump. It actually doesn't, because we'll sort through things and we'll tell customers, I can donate this for you. Where would you like me to take it? And if they don't care where it goes, you know, we'll take it to the Salvation Army, AmVets, any organization that we see that can use it. I mean, there's churches we take things to because those other organizations might not take it because, you know, they're trying to resell it and make money, where a church might just give it to someone to help them out.
Well, you know, a lot of times, what people do is they think that it's just time to clean out their garage with a bunch of junk, you know, like in the event of a disaster, national disaster, people will say, well, come and we're looking for donations. Well, people that have been through a disaster or an emergency, they want things that are like new. They don't want your old farted out mattress that's stained up, that may have, you know, that's been laid on the side, got a big bump in the middle. They don't want your broken chair. They don't want your old used clothes. They want something that resembles normalcy. So that's really good that you kind of sort through that stuff. But what about the things that you can't recycle, you can't use? What is the process that you go through to decompose these things? You know, do you take them to a landfill? Do you break them down? Do you burn them? What do you do with things that are not salvageable?
Okay, so with things that aren't salvageable, we actually have a warehouse here in Vista, and we bring things back, and then we actually go through it at a deeper level. You know, I'm not talking about, like, just the trash. I'm talking about, like, the, you know, the stuff that might be usable or we can take to, like, Habitat for Humanity. You know, we basically do another sorting of sort. And then we also have a new nonprofit we started working with, Be Creative Zone. They actually take those items and create art with it. So we have a corner for them in our warehouse because that's how much we like them. And we, you know, it helps us keep from taking some of those items to the landfill as well.
What is the state of the landfill? Do you know? I just really cannot believe what is going on. When I look at them and I see that the tractors go over and they, you know, they break it all down and then they smooth it over with dirt. But it just must be just unbelievable the amount of trash and debris that people throw away. Is it crazy or what?
It is. It's real crazy. And the worst part is there's a lot of junk removal companies that don't sort through the stuff and they take it all and just dump it there. And so what I noticed the trash companies, because up here in North County, they're more transfer stations. I noticed that they have people kind of pulling the metal out. That's pretty much all they pull out is the metal. Everything else is going to the landfill. So we do our part to make sure if it goes to the landfill, it couldn't go to anyone else.
Okay. And so do they charge you? I'm sure they charge you at the landfill a lot to dump the stuff.
Oh, yeah, they charge us. You know, the landfill has a pretty good business going on.
Everything's not broken down into mulch.
You know, there's fees for everything. There's fees for the landfill. There's fees for disposing tires. You name it, there's a fee.
Wow.
And a lot of people don't know all the different fees. And, you know, they usually would go, you know, they might get the guy that is uninsured or whatever, you know, his price is real low, but he's not paying really those fees because some people, you know, dump on the side of the road and that's not.
Oh, yeah. So, I've seen that, you know, and I live in a pretty nice neighborhood, not that that makes any difference, but people will move out of the apartment and they just, you know, just leave their couch or whatever. They don't want to think about that. Let me ask you another question. I wanted to ask you a question about the hoarders. You know, it's very dangerous job that you do too. People think, oh, he's just moving stuff. But when you go into somebody's house that has been hoarding for the last 10 years, there's rats, there's feces, there could be dead cats. You know, what kind of things do you experience and safety precautions do you take when you're dealing with something like that? Because that's a health hazard.
It is. And that's why one of our processes is coming out and giving a free no obligation estimate. Because one of the things we're doing when we do that is we're assessing the property, we're assessing the items, and, you know, we need to know what precautions we need to take to make sure our employees are safe when they go to the house to possibly do the job. And we're doing all that assessing of everything while we're there doing the estimate. You know, we've had some hoarder jobs where my guys had to be all suited up, wear respirators, and, you know, that was for their protection. There wasn't necessarily like any needles or anything, but like it was pretty bad. And you know, that's just the kind of stuff that you hope. Luckily, we never ran into like a dead cat or anything, but
right.
It's real unsanitary, and it is like the fumes that'll be in some of the homes that's been closed up are real bad, and it's not good for
you. Thrown out the garbage and things have just decayed. Mm-hmm. And luckily for you, you haven't found the cat person, because, you know, there are people that have like 10, 15, 20 cats. And, you know, like the one man that was just fined here in San Diego, he had like 45 birds. So, you know, bird feces is very toxic as well. So I'm glad to know that you and your men really kind of, and women, are safeguarding yourself when you go in and wearing these protective gears. Natural disasters, have you had an opportunity to do any hauling and junk removal during any of the natural disasters that have occurred, like during the wildfires here in San Diego? That can be an emotional job too.
We haven't been able to do, we weren't part of any of the national disasters. There has been some other franchises in like Texas.
What's the backseat? I don't know.
And that's the phone. Let me walk into another room.
Okay.
And so we haven't had any, but we had to go up into Fallbrook where there were fires and get rid of some debris for, you know, a couple people that their trailers burnt down. You know, we had to chop up the bottom part and get rid of it for them. And you know, it wasn't a pleasant thing to do, knowing that these people lost their home.
Right. So I would like to ask you, do you have any advice for veterans that are leaving? And I'm glad you clarified that you are retired. Congratulations from the Navy. But do you have any suggestions on what, how to prepare yourself, number one, for the transition? Because that's a big move. You know, you've been doing something for 20 years. You have been a person that has been able to follow law and order and follow the rules, which is really great. But how do you encourage the next man or woman leaving the military to have the gumption, to have the ability, and not be fearful of starting their own business and just, again, regaining their life back in a civilian society?
Well, first I would tell them, you know, always try to have a plan. But we all know plans are made to be broken. But that's your path. Kind of have that laid out of what it is you want to do, what it is you think you need to do, and, you know, what you have to do. And then after that, because once you make it out, it's a whole nother world. And, you know, just don't be afraid to take that risk.
Right.
You know, I think that's one of the reasons why I did 20 years. You know, I was comfortable. But as I came up towards my last five, I don't know, I started getting courageous. You know, I started thinking, what am I going to do next? You know, this has been, you know, my comfort zone, and I need to do something else. You know, I can't sit on the couch, and I got, you know, I got kids, but what am I going to do? And then I started researching, you know, like I said, try to make that plan. And then I finally found something that I felt that I would fit in and just went for it. And it's we've been open for almost 2 years. We've expanded twice. And, you know, we're just full steam ahead.
Well, that is great. Anchors away, sailor. And we're going to pass the word. I think you're a dynamic speaker. It'd be great if you had some speaking opportunities to come out and talk to other veterans that are making the transition. You know, some of them aren't retired. Some of them maybe have been, you know, injured in the line of duty, or maybe they have PTSD, and they're really trying to find another way to navigate their lives back into the mainstream. And I think that you've done a great job. I'm glad to know that you're hiring military veterans, and this is, you know, geared specifically for them. That's very, very important. So please tell my brains how to get in contact with you, Jonathan Moore, and J Dog Junk Removal and Hauling.
Well, so to get a hold of us, J Dog Junk Removal and Hauling, Vista, our office number is 760-291-8917. Or you can call the national number 844-GET, that's G-E-T, J-Dog, J-D-O-G. Our email is northsandiego@jdog.com.
All right, Brain. No, go ahead.
Oh, no, we're a full-service junk removal and hauling company with commercial and residential services. And there will always be a veteran on the truck coming to knock on your door.
That, look at that. I love it. I do. And I always make it a point to honor our men and women of the military, the work that they're doing and the challenges, and just for your sacrifice. So you're sacrificing once again. Thank you so much, Jonathan Moore. I appreciate you. Always know that you can come back here to The Edge. Keep us updated on what's going on. If you're expanding anything, if anybody needs any junk or anything removed, please give them a call at 760-291-8917. Brains, go back. Check me out. I've got art, entertainment, music, science, podcasts, potlucks. The whole shebang right here on The Edge with April Mahoney, Blog Talk Radio. Thanks again to Jonathan, and come back again, okay?
Thank you for having me.
All right. Bye, Brains. Clean up your mess. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.